Phone Boy Speaks, episode 925, Built on a Lie. The copyright laws in the United States have their basis in British law in the early 18th century. What we know as our current copyright system, it was built on the following premise: that if there weren't companies that were out there that were willing to distribute the content that other people made, and we didn't give them, an exclusive period of time where they were allowed to do that, then culture wouldn't exist, right? Well, and that's bogus, because culture existed well before there was a copyright laws, and it may have had different forms, but and I guess if you want to do mass distribution, you maybe could make the argument in the 18th century that made sense. But in the 21st century, everybody has the means to publish anything anywhere anytime using the internet, and it doesn't cost a whole lot of money. There is no monopoly on the means for creating content. It's just an issue of how much time and energy and you want to invest in actually doing that. There's the technology is getting easier. I mean, lots of people have smartphones. You can do lots of stuff on smartphones, make a podcast like I'm doing. But the copyright laws are still firmly in the 18th century thinking that the only way that content is distributed and experienced is through these companies, and they have to have this monopoly right. And the copyright laws have even changed in my lifetime, maybe slightly before my lifetime. I don't remember, but I remember that my grandmother had actually produced some songs written, and I think she registered them with the copyright office. And back then, this was, when she claimed that she did it, it was, you could get a copyright for 26 years and extend it another 26 years. Now, I think in my lifetime, that's changed. I think it's now like lifeless 90 years or something like that of the author. And it's almost automatic too, right? It's not even something you have to apply for anymore. It's just something that's there. And of course, when certain things start going out of copyright, the laws magically get extended. And it's usually Disney that's starting some of it. And so, therefore I pretend to refer them as the Mickey Mouse copyright laws that we have. But the argument that culture wouldn't exist, right, if some people didn't have a exclusive right to distribute certain content is bogus, right? I mean, it wasn't necessarily true in the 18th century. It's certainly not true in the 21st. But yet we're all subject to these laws in various ways, and they're various forms of bad. So yes, if it weren't for people that had exclusive rights to distribute culture, there would be no culture. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not buying that. There's plenty of say, just look at the internet. There's plenty of culture going on out there, and you can argue about how good that culture is, but it's there, and people are doing it whether or not they're making money. And now, as I say, now more than ever, I think the copyright laws need to be fixed. The marketplace will force it, because I certainly don't think the industry itself is necessarily going to capitulate unless the entire consumers just basically skew the whole system. That means not supporting the traditional media oligarchs and Patreon stuff that people are doing. Maybe I should set up a Patreon, but you can use Flatter to tip me, I guess, if you're so inclined. You go to the show notes for any given episode. There's a little Flatter button you can click if that's your thing. But the fact is that I don't need the money. And if you want to support me, that's great. But there's plenty of other podcasters that are doing Patreon or donations or something, and they're making enough money that maybe they're not making the kinds of profits that you could Disney or the movie studios make, but they're making enough to cover the costs and make it worthwhile. So it's funny is that most of that content is being distributed with Creative Commons. They're not using the standard copyright laws. So therefore, I think I think that's what's going to change things. It's going to take a while. Hopefully, we can get rid of the copyright laws, or at least make it unfeasible or unprofitable to use them, and stick with something a little more friendly. But I've said that before, and I'll continue to say that any chance I get. So this is, but yes, the copyright right system is a lie. Well, or it's built on a lie, which, you know, you know, what else can I say?
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.